Okay, page cut off.
If you, if somebody else can also record just in case, no guarantees. Yeah, I also have the same problem.
No, they have all kinds of.
Biddy. Page cut off. Share no standard ceremony. But oid yesh meshabchin elov. And in addition to the Birchas HaTorah, we also praise the Almighty. B'sha'ar Birchas HaShachar, with other Birchas in the morning, meaning all the Birchas HaShachar, which we say. Kegoyim, Birchas Pokeach, Ivrim, Yachshav, at the time, beautiful Lashon. When you say, open up the eyes, Yachshav, Goydel HaChesed, how great is the Chesed, Shel Inyan V'Yas Einayim, that you can see with your eyes, no? To see. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gives koyach to see b'chol rega v'rega, every single second that you can see. V'kama b'nei adam asher einehem kohu, never, their eyes become very dim. Or nifsedu b'lo yuchlu le'os, the people can't see at all. People can't see at all. V'chein birchas malbish harumim, the bach of malbish harumim. Yachshav al chastei Hashem, lo levad asher zochu m'babushik. Not because you wear something which is so honorable, so distinctive. Not because the clothing which you wear is so presentable. Rak gam al malbushim achweichim lachasois awumah. That just simply you're wearing clothing. Besides the fact that your clothes look so fashionable and nice, the fact that you're able to cover yourself, you're not walking around without clothing. The yachshav and think ilu haya mutal orum besodek. Supposing I would be without any clothing in the field, ubo erel beil bisha, and someone came and dressed a person. Kama haya tzorich lehachzik loyter. How much you would thank him? I'm able to. I have clothing. I can able to do everything. Val der zeh b'chol ha-bochas, and so it is with all the bochas. Let me read out to you the introduction to the chayim to bochas and memvav. Why are these brachas so important? What's behind all these brachas? Says the Chofetz Chaim in Mem Vav. Kol ha-brachas ha-elu. All these brachas, mishum, why do you have to say the brachas? She'osu lo le'odom le'onos min'oila mazeh b'li bracha. It's forbidden for a person to have any pleasure from anything in the world without making a bracha. It's all a bracha. Everything is a bracha, Mekadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of thinking what I don't have, think of what I do have. Not what I don't have, but what I do. I do have clothing. I do have eyesight. I can stand up straight. I can walk, no? If a person takes from this world without making a bracha, it's as if you're moal. Moal means you profane hekdush. The Glomul Kore Hadodi is similar to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lashem Ha'oitz Umuloy, all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ibah Ha'kseb Ha'oitz Nasanib Ne'odam. It's a contradiction. On the one hand, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, Ha'oitz Nasan, he gave it all to us. What's the answer? The Tilts and the answer is, Lo Kashi. It's no question. Kan Kodim HaBocha, Kan Lach HaBocha. One goes before a Bocha, one's after a Bocha. If you make a Bocha, then already it's given to you. If you don't make a Bocha, you don't have a Shus to use it. Before you make a bracha, it doesn't belong to you. It's like hekdesh, you're not allowed to use it. It doesn't belong to you. Shul Hashem. After you make the bracha, heta hakodim neodom, you're mutter to take it. Bim kein kevin shekodim abochi Hashem, harei hakol kodesh Hashem, v'yesh bo'in me'ila. And then, if you take something without having any hanor from it, then it's me'ila. Come over truma, just like truma. Jehi kodesh. The fichach tiklu chachomenu zal al kodava bedava mehanogas ha'olam shodam nene menu. Everything you have to make a bracha for, make a bracha. Everything that you have, you make a bracha for. Why? To show that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if not, you're taking pleasure from something which you're not entitled to have the pleasure. Not entitled to have that pleasure behind it all. Let me tell you the beautiful lashon of Matir Asurim. I was never in prison. What does it mean? Releases the bonds. So the Abu Dram says on that chat, Matir Asurim, Lo aleinu nebach, an autistic child or child with disabilities, is not able to function properly. He can't move his arms. He can't speak properly. He can't do things properly. He's asur. He's closed in. So Matir Asurim, I can open my hands. I can run. I can laugh. I can whisper. I can sing. I can do things. I can function. That's Matir Asurim. I'm able to function, says the Abu Dram. That's what it means. It doesn't necessarily mean tied up in prison. It means a person is able to function properly. You know, beautiful. We're showing those things, all these bars which you say every morning. I want to take you somewhere else, though, somewhere in a minute. I want to show you something about Pinchas, which is very deep, and I hope you'll be able to hit you up to follow it. It's a deep point, but let's go on a little bit to what he says in the safe, and then we'll come on to it. The Gam al Malas Yisrael onu mevoichim. And in our brachas, we also mention the great credit and the great tribute of Klal Yisrael. V'oizeh Yisrael b'gvura. V'oiteh Yisrael b'sifora. In these two brachas, we mention Yisrael. Oiteh Yisrael b'sifora and oizeh Yisrael b'gvura. Both of them mention Yisrael. She'ein zu brocha al hachagua b'mitznefes. It's not just going on wearing a belt and wearing a hat. What does it mean to wear a belt and wearing a hat? What does it mean, oite yisav b'sif ora, that you're wearing a crown, and oize yisav b'gua? It doesn't mean a belt. It means something more than that. She'arei k'bar b'chanum, we already said malbish arumim. If you said already malbish arumim, then you've already covered it. Elo zehu shevach sh'azachinu l'malas Yisrael. The credit is that we're Jewish. So since you're Jewish, ha'medaktikim le'ezach hagurim, because we're entitled to wear a belt between the Mokam Elva and the rest of our heart. So in our heart, and as you make a division. That's the bracha. The bracha is to separate ourselves from the Mokam Elva to the heart. That's the reason. We tie a belt up. Why do we tie a belt up? To separate ourselves, as we're talking to Hashem. Once you're talking to Hashem, then your heart must be separated from the rest of the body in that respect. The gamla sim koivan, we wear a covering on our head. Because of the Meir of the Shechina, that's why we cover our head. And that's what we mention Yisrael. We mention Yisrael because we tie up ourselves, we divide ourselves between the Mokam Elva and the heart, and covering our head because of the Meir Shamayim which we have. Take a look at the footnote, Rabbi, it's at the bottom. Since we're dealing with the topic of brachas, nazkir kan beremes es inyan hapumas hagoda. I will mention here the great controversy. What does the word baruch mean? What does the word baruch mean? I mentioned in the previous shiur. I'm not bringing down all the different shittas here, what the bracha means. But he will say one thing. The Nabi Rakes HaMaskana LaMaisa K'vishekosav Alisho. In the Sefer of Rav Volba mentions exactly what the word bracha means. The milim mu'otim ha'machzikim es ha'muruba. There's a few words which really qualify it all. These few words give you enough understanding to what the meaning of a bracha is. The Zeh L'shoina. Kol inyan ha'bracha hu toisefes ribui. We're asking for more. Really, it's the opinion of the Rashba here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides everything. We ask him that he'll continue to provide. To serve his people, what he does provide and continue providing for us. As on his oilam kuloi, he feeds us, and we ask him that he should continue to feed us. And we say, loyef koyach, we ask him, he'll give koyach to us, give us more koyach. We already have koyach, give us more koyach. All these brachas, that's what it means. We're asking for what he does and more. You are the source of all ribui brachas. You are the source of all. You're recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all brachas. And he will give us more. That's what a bracha means. Most Rishonim hold not like this. Most Rishonim hold that the word bracha means shevach v'hoidah, and you're recognizing the source, the makom habracha. What Rav Volba brings here is really the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba says it's a ribui. What there is a more. That's the reason why we leave the crumbs on the table. When you say hazav es olam kuloi, you have the crumbs on the table. The bracha falls on something. I mentioned in the previous shiur, what there is a more. It's a ribui. The oid inyan yesh b'brachas, and there's something more. And this is what I want to show you, Rabbi Yisrael. The bracha is divided into two, ato, yuhu, and hihu. The chatzoyim b'loshen nista, k'goyin hamoitzi lechimatz. We go from yuhu, ato, to hamoitzi, hihu, from yuhu to hihu. Why is that? It seems it's grammatically incorrect. You should say yuhu all the way or hihu all the way. The tama dovahu, ki be'emes ein lanu shum achiza be'efsh. We can't really understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even the Nista is completely beyond us. Only because of his great chesed, ha'ein soifim, which is beyond our understanding. We are given the ability to talk to him, which is really unbelievable. How can we possibly talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu? How can I possibly make a conversation with him? That's the Noach. The Noach is I'm talking to him, but in reality, he's Nista. On the one hand, I'm saying Yuhu, but I really realize that it's beyond my understanding who I'm talking to. And that's why we say the he at the end. The Ein Zeh Bishum Sheyesh Lanu Mikol Makom Eza Achiza B'mi. Not that we really understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ela Adarava. When we say Yuhu and we say Hihu, we're recognizing it's beyond our understanding. Ein Sof, Ein Sof, it means it's beyond our understanding of what he is. Afilu litkasher, that even we can talk to him at night. I want you, Rabbi Yisrael, to look at this page here, which I copied from my Pinchas to save. He mentions it here, but I want you to, it's very deep, very deep. But if you catch it, it's a dimension which will give you tremendous depth in making progress, tremendous depth inside it. Take a look at this page here. You have it here. What Pinchas brings down is a fabulous point, which I think opens up a whole area of what the block is. On the first page of Kuf Tes here, Kuf Samach, start from the words Uma Sheponim Olov, about five lines down. You have it here? You have it double?
Yes.
Five lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. Umasha Poinim. You have it, Nochem?
Yeah.
Umasha Poinim. You have it, Eitan? Yeah. Look at the Pinchas writes here. You have to stay with it, Rabbi. It's not easy, but if you follow the point, you'll gain tremendously in your davening and saying brachos. Umasha Poinim Elav Yisparach Baloshon Lechach. The fact that we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the word you. Einu Lamrois in Sofios. It's not that despite the fact that he has no soif to it. No. Ela Abba Davka Mipnei Ein Soviet. Because he is beyond our understanding, because our understanding, that's why we address him. What does he mean by that? Again. Why do we say the word Yuhu? It's not despite Lamrot that he is no, there's no end to him, but Adarabba, it's because he has no limit. For Lahamaskil, and the person who understands this in depth, Ein ha'dibos imoy magas hagesh halev me oitzma hitlabut migadusa isbar. So a person who really understands, the fact that we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in no way reduces the feeling of power, of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that you can talk to him, maybe he's less significant. Adarabba, because I talk to him, it doesn't mean to say that he's less powerful in my mind. No, he's more powerful in my mind. The fact that can I address him? The fact that I can actually address him with tremendous passion, and I call to him and I cry to him, how can I possibly talk to somebody beyond my understanding? How can I talk to him? He's beyond my understanding. Who am I talking to? I once asked that question to Rav Matisyo. I asked him once, how can I possibly daven? You don't know who you're talking to. So he told me, if you have a problem with that, imagine the Kisei HaKovod. Imagine the Kisei, that's easy for you to understand. I remember he told me outside Gates of Yeshiva. So imagine a Kisei HaKovod. You can't imagine him. You can't imagine the problem. So he told me, imagine the Kisei HaKovod, and you're addressing the Kisei HaKovod. Who am I addressing? How can I talk to him if I don't have any understanding who I'm talking to? It's a very powerful question. Girls often ask me in seminary that question as well. How can I address him? I don't know who I'm talking to. Who am I addressing here? So he answers this a little bit. A throne. I imagine a throne. That's what Matthew says. Because I can't imagine him. So imagine a throne. A Kisei HaKovod. Imagine a Kisei HaKovod. Like the Ohren HaKodesh. Like the Ohren. Like, I think that's what I mean. Like the Ohren. Something like that. Imagine an Ohren. That's what Matthew Seol told me. An Ohren. In other words, I'm talking to the Mokum where the Shekhinah is. Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. Like the Kisei HaKovod. I'm talking to his presence. But to him, who am I addressing? You don't know who you're talking to. He answers a little bit here, Rabbi Yisai. Ad she'ein lecha dabar shehu goydel midai avuraya. He is so great, there's nothing beyond his greatness. Ve'ein lecha dabar shehu katan midai avura. And there's nothing which is too small for him. Since he is ein sofit, on the one hand, is beyond my understanding. On the other hand, nothing is too small for him. Since he is ein sofit, there's no limit to his greatness, and there's no limit to the smallness of something. Everything which he did, he made according to his design. Without any sort of limit. Now, once he's Ein Sofit, there's no limit. There's no limit to the Melech Olatz Kavoido. At the same time, I can talk to him as well. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's not a contradiction. Not beyond my power to talk to him, because I can relate to him, even on my own small level as it is. He says in the Gemara Brachos, "V'chein nifsak halacha kishet misfarel kishu koyreya." When you say the word Baruch, you bow down. No? Baruch, you bow down. Ukishu zaykev, you stand up for Hashem. No? Baruch ato. In Shemaneh, so when you go Baruch ato, and you come up with Hashem, my title, what's the reason for this? Hashem Zaykev Gufufim, because Hashem lifts up those people who are crooked. It should really be the opposite. Other rabbi. You should bow down for the word Hashem. You should really be bowing down for Hashem, no? Because Hashem, out of honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukamosha Hoya Bamikdosh, like there was in the Mikdosh. Shakarim Ha'om, Oimdim Ba'azor, on Yom Kippur, Kishayushayim Mimes Hashem, when he heard the name, Hanichba Banu, Mufush Yotim Yakodon, Hayukoyim Mishtachim, and they would bend down, but no even happened in. So why is it that when we say to Shem Hashem, you stand up? We go down, we bend our knees for Baruch, and we come up for Hashem. Why is that? Should be the opposite way around. Beautiful question, right?
Stand for King. When a Rebbe comes into the room, you stand up. You don't sit down, you stand up. You stand up straight.
But I say his name, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bow down at his name because of the pachad of his name. Why did they bow down when they heard the same Hashem? They should all be standing up straight, though. Out of the pachad of the name, so they would bow down for that. You follow? Why did they do it? They didn't stand up straight. Shem Hashem, how you call him Mishlachadim? But nothing happened there. It's a good question. It's asking a wonderful question here. Vim came Gan Hamispael, Kishemaske Shem Hashem, Hoyaloilipa. You should bow down by Shem Hashem. La halocha tzorich davka liskoyf. Really, you should be standing up straight. No? The opposite.
The Shrine is down here without me, but at the same time, Hashem is really up there, and you should be looking up to him and not bowing down.
That's something of what he's saying, Danny. And what you're saying is what he answers here, something of your answer.
Because I know a lot of people that, remember when I was a child, they were saying that whenever they reached Hashem's name, they always looked up.
Yeah. He's saying a little bit what you're saying here. Here we come to a major principle. Mm-hmm. The Baruch means the fear and the trepidation that he is the source of everything. Baruch, you who own everything, you who began everything. You are recognizing him as the creator. Because when you're mentioning his name, everything is from him and everything is dependent on him. And everything is nothing apart from him. And that's why you bow down, Baruch, because everything, whatever I'm making the bracha on, I'm recognizing it's him. It's him. I'm bowing down to him as the source of everything. You're recognizing your mispatlus. It's even deeper than that. But the name Hashem recognizes is beyond what you were saying, beyond our understanding. Hashem is beyond our understanding. So we stand up for that. The Baruch is the source of the bracha. He is the source of everything which I see. I'm making Baruch HaTosa. The Baruch is going on, he's the source of, and now the recognition that he's beyond everything is that respect. How great he is. Everybody is bottled. Without any personal recognition of myself. I am nothing compared to him. Therefore, you stand up for that. I stand up for that because he is the kobet for Shemayim, which you're saying. The kobet for Shemayim. The Baruch is a recognition that he created everything. And the Shem Hashem is a recognition that who he is, the Ein Sofit.
To take it one step further, when you're talking to somebody, you're looking at them.
Yes.
And they're not looking at the ground.
Yes.
They're not looking at their feet.
Yes.
So you want to look up to Hashem.
There's nothing to look at.
There's nothing to see. There's nothing to see. But
you don't look at it.
But the Baruch means the source, and therefore the source of everything. I recognize everything is you as the source, and then the Ein Sofit is beyond my understanding. And that's the reason for it. But I'm praising him. That's the recognition of it. Look at the next marshal. He brings a beautiful marshal here, a fabulous marshal. The marshal explains everything. Marshal Hedyat Alzeh, Masha Besupa Bemedrash Al Shlomo HaMelech. They say about Shlomo HaMelech, Shepogash Namole. He saw an ant in the ground. He lifted it up, Behinicha Al Yodah, he put it in his hand, Dibeh Ito. And he spoke to the ant. He lifted up the ant and he spoke to the ant, Shlomo HaMelech. If you see an ant, you don't have any connection with the ant. Because the man is so much higher than the ant. I don't talk to the ant. I just tread on it. He stands on it. It's nothing. The ant is nothing at all. Listen to the marshal rabbi. It's a mayodika marshal. I dismiss it. Why do you dismiss it? Because it's nothing. The ant is nothing at all. Now listen carefully. Every single person lifts himself up and says, I'm higher and greater than the ant. But Shlomo HaMelech lifted up the ant and spoke to it. Does it show the shiflus of Shlomo HaMelech that he spoke to an ant? His friends were the ants. Does it show the loneliness of Shlomo HaMelech because he can talk to an ant? Beautiful marshal. Hear the marshal. He spoke to the ant. He could talk to an ant. I don't know. Hello, good morning. He could talk to the animals. So does that show the loneliness of Shlomo HaMelech or the greatness of Shlomo HaMelech? The greatness. I believe he's far above that. The marshal is a perfect marshal. He's way above that. So I would make nothing of the ant. Shlomo HaMelech knew he was able to talk to it. He was able to lift it up and talk to it. The marshal is a perfect marshal.
Because everything was created by Hashem.
Ken, but it's not too. Now you understand why you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Shlomo HaMelech could talk to the ant, so we can talk to Hashem as well. We are the ant, no? We can relate to him. It doesn't show it doesn't show aloneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we can talk to him. It shows the greatness of him, that he can talk to me, that I can talk to him. Even though he's beyond my understanding, like Shlomo HaMelech was way beyond the ant, but nevertheless he could relate to it, and the ant could relate to him. It's a beautiful marshal.
Also, we learn all our middle. We can learn our middle from the creatures of the world.
Yes.
And the fact that we have, why was Hashem put all these creatures in the world? For us to learn from something that we think is lower than us.
Yes.
To say to us that you have to learn from something that's lower than you, you have to be a good person.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Yes. They're there to teach us something. They're there to teach us something. Beautiful point, Bonnie. Let's carry on with the marshal. Hare yoyreze al chisorin b'shiflus b'malas shloima ha-melech shehinei ha-namolim he-yedidov. Does it show how low and how nothing Shlomo HaMelech is because he could talk to the ants? V'chebos oyhavo l'daber l'sasek yimom? No. Hare vaday she'ad ha-rabba. Quite the opposite. Kol adam ein b'koicho klal l'siachis l'mana. You and I have no ability to talk to the ant. Mipnei she'kachi p'shpashtos ha-metzios. Because he's a nothing in the Bria. There's no way I can make a connection with the ant. No way. It's way beyond my. I'm way above them. I can't talk to them. Maga hadabus. Abo loikein Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech could relate to the ant. Even an ant he could relate to. Make a connection. Rabbi, so what's the nimshal? What's the nimshal? Eitan, what's the nimshal? That's the marshal. What's the nimshal? How can I possibly talk to him?
Yeah.
I am a namola. It's a beautiful marshal. That's the greatness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he can relate to me and I can relate to him. It's incredible, the perfect. And that's what I am. I'm really a namola compared to Kodesh, but I can, like Shlomo HaMelech could talk. It didn't show how low Shlomo HaMelech was because he could talk to him. It was the greatness of Shlomo HaMelech that he could talk. So that's the greatness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's Ein Sofit, and yet I can relate to him. And that's the Neuchach. And that's when you say you. But I don't relate. No, but he's so beyond my understanding, I can relate to him and talk to him. It's a beautiful moshe. Look how Pinchas finishes off. B'chein mamash klapei maila yisparach. So it is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemasha hakol botel klapei oitzmes ein sofisya. The fact that everything is nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eternity. Harezehu mipnei shekachi hametzius hapshuta. That is the real nature and the reality of life. Sharehu yisparach boram me'ayin. He created us from absolutely nothing. No one has any real standing at all when you compare him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody falls down in front of him. And that's the Baruch. The Baruch means I recognize you are the source of everything. That's the humility comes out in the Baruch. That's the Kauf of Baruch. I recognize that. My bowing down at Baruch means you are the source of it all. When you mention his name, now you see the opposite. Hashem Davka, who's Zaychev Kufim, he is the one who lifts me up, and he is the source. I can talk to him. How can I possibly talk to him? What's the nature of it? How can I talk to him? That's the nature of tefillah. Tefillah gives me ability to be able to talk to him. And with you, there's no border at all. I'm like the ant. There's no limit. He's so beyond understanding. He's miyal ha'wameima, and he's also able to talk to the small things as well. I'm like the ant talking to him. I got a tremendous out of this. This good thing.
What's that? And we say the 13 midot.
Yes.
Hashem, we pick up our feet.
Yes.
We're lifting ourselves up to Hashem.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Dafka, when we say, on Yom Kippur, the pasuk that we're lying down on the ground, it's Baruch Shem. It's not Shem Hashem.
No,
it's Baruch. It starts with Baruch. You're on your ground and you're saying, it's also an example.
Baruch in this context means the source of it all, the source, the makor of everything. The Baruch means I'm recognizing everything is you, and that's why I bow down. That's my nothingness compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I mention Hashem, then I recognize I'm even able to talk to him, which is a remarkable thing. I'm able to say his name. How can I say his name? I'm not supposed to say it. It's beyond understanding. Because that's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He allows me to talk to him. That's enough. I'm allowed to relate to him. An incredible thing.
You know what? It's like when you're in a minyan, right? And you're just saying the Amida. The rest of the minyan, it's a lap, right? After the Amida, which is the highest point, you're silent.
Yes.
You're still a minyan.
Yes.
So every single person in the room is talking to Hashem as a minyan, but to themselves.
Yes.
So that proves that Hashem is there because me as a simple person and the Rebbe all talking to the same person.
Yes.
So that's Hashem.
Yes.
So and he hears everyone.
And he hears it. As he hears it. The beautiful story about Rav Chaim Greinerman. Say Chazal Yivoh was sitting with his uncle, the Chazanish, at the table once. And he was quiet, and the Chazanish was sitting at the table. And the Chazanish said, suddenly, after a few minutes, turned around and said, "Can it possibly be that I can talk to him? Can I possibly talk to him? Maybe I can talk to him." He's there are millions of people. How can I possibly talk to him? He was quiet for a few minutes, and then he turned around and said, "And he hears me. How can he possibly hear me? And as I talk to him, he hears me." And he was quiet for a few minutes. And then the Chazanish then turned around and said, "And if he thinks it's good for me, he'll grant my request. And if not, he won't." I can talk to him, I can ask him, I can relate to him. And if he thinks it's good for me, he'll answer my request. You can actually talk to him. He's beyond understanding. He's a creator of everything. That's why I think it's so powerful, this comment here. The Baruch is the source. The Hashem is the Gadlus of HaKadosh, that he allows me to an entrance to talk to him. He's beyond my understanding, but I can relate to him. That's the Neucha. That's the Okay, let's carry on with this. Let's turn over the page. Let's go on a little bit more. I look at the bottom of the page here. The Ayin B'Shoyim B'Tfilah, which I've just brought you. Shehim Shelesainyin L'Shloma HaMelech Shohaya Yochel L'Tachomos L'Dabayim El Amalim. And the Moshel of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Neucha, of you, and he who is compared to him talking to the ant, kebesuba b'medrash, she'ein ze rak inyan shel spas haloshon, ela chochma gedoylahi, liyutzu eitom kesh, that I can possibly make a connection with him. Even though I'm way apart, way beyond him, like an ant I am. Nevertheless, I can talk to him. Turn over, Rabbeisai. Oh, next page here. Oh, no, we're onto this paragraph here at the top. You say that's volume. She'ein shum daba ba'olam shuhu muva me'elav. Nothing in the world is to be taken for granted. Nothing is there without any reason. Ela hakol bria b'yitzir shel hakodesh. Everything is bria, is something from nothing. Yitzir is something from something. Everything is born, created from something and formed from something by Hashem. Ba'al hakol magia bracha l'boya. And on everything you must make a bracha. You have no wish just to take anything. It's me'ila if you take anything without making a bracha. How many times use the bathroom? No? Given using the bathroom over and over again during the day. Given, you can think about it. It's unbelievable. I can function as a human being. I can function if I wouldn't be able to use the bathroom. No? All these brachas you keep on saying over and over again. You have to think about what you're saying. The reason why people don't have a connection of all the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we get used to it. We get used to all the pleasures and all the benefits which we have. He keeps on giving us all the time, and we take advantage of it. We take it for granted. And you don't recognize the greatness of what you're being given. You don't think to thank him. Of course I have a cup of coffee in the morning. Of course I got out of bed in the morning. Of course I have clothes to wear. Now. Of course I can see. Of course I can walk. You know? All these things you take for granted. Why shouldn't it be like that? And the moshel is given of a child who was found by a very kind, benevolent person in the wilderness. And he took pity on him. And he took the child into his house. And he dressed him and looked after him. He found a deserted child, an abandoned child. He took him into the house and looked after him and brought him up as his own child. After some time, this wealthy, benevolent person, he heard about a person in prison, Shanofa biad soina, who fell in the hands of an enemy, the Nichmuachab, and he had mercy on this person. And he took him out and he looked after him as well. He brought him into the house with the child. He brought the prisoner in together with the child who was living there for so long. The Haiti blood bemixas, and he gave him a little bit what the child had been given. A little bit. It had nothing compared to what the child was given. Binehe Osir, the person who was the prisoner, who was released. Makir Toibus, he has tremendous recognition, Umaydaleim, much more than the child, but the child received so much. Because he had it all the time, the child, but the prisoner had a life of difficulty until that. The Toibus Maitiv Ma'oid, he never had as much as that, but he realized since he never had it before, and now that he was taken into the house, now he took him in, now he suddenly received such benefit. But the child, Nichnas, the Toba, the Katnusa, he was given all these things from a little baby. He never realized. Even though when he becomes intelligent, he doesn't recognize all the good. Because he gets used to them from a child. It's such a problem. Of course I have everything, because I'm used to it. I take it all for granted. But Alpiza Kosa B'siach Yitzchak. And that's why Chazal said, and that's why we say 18 brachos of Birchas Hashachar. Never ever think that all the things which you receive during the day, which you say in the brachos, are all to be taken for granted. It's all from the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every bracha that you say. You're forbidden to take any pleasure from this world without saying a bracha. But Rabbi, you should say it coherently, articulately. Say it with a passion. Telling you, if you say Asher Yotzeh a few times during the day, if you say it with a passion, and stand there and say the words, you feel the tremendous HaKadosh HaTov to Hashem. The Nechshav Ki'ilu Mo'al, as if you profane hektish, lefichar tiknu chazal, bracha kol dover, and that's why we have a bracha on every single thing, not to take it for granted. Every single thing has a bracha. That's why you have to say brachas in the morning. How great it is. We'll start here, my boys. We'll carry on here next week.